The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. You needn't lead a double life to do two things at the same time. You're taking off for ski country to get away from it all this weekend, but still want to keep in touch with world affairs, CBS News will bridge the gap for you. Wherever important news stories are developing, CBS News men are on the job, Sundays, Mondays, always. With no more effort than it takes to turn on your radio, at whatever hour you begin your day, you can be right within fact-finding radius of significant events, no matter where they happen.
Well, let's see. 279. Boy, looks as if you card sharks beat us.
Oh, we just had all the good cards this evening.
Oh, don't be modest, Ellen. You're a wonderful bridge player. You are too, Fred.
No, not me. I'm lucky at love and unlucky at cards.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't look like it from the score, Fred.
Fred, we must be going.
No. Now, you've got to have some coffee first.
Sure.
It ought to be just about done. All I have is cookies, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine. I do feel we ought to get home. Patty has a boyfriend there studying history.
Oh, now, Eleanor, stop worrying about Patty.
Goodness, is Patty old enough to have boyfriends already?
Yes, and I'm just positive the boy who brought her home last night kissed her.
Oh, really? Oh, now, look, I don't blame Eleanor for worrying about it.
Well, you know, you hate to lecture them too much, but I do feel she shouldn't let boys kiss her.
I think she
should be a little selective anyhow.
I agree with you, Eleanor. I know I always made it a rule I went out with somebody at least 10 times before I ever let him kiss me.
Listen to her. Boy, you didn't have that rule when you went out with me, honey. I kissed you the first time I ever took you out, and I didn't have any trouble at all.
Excuse me. I'll bring in the coffee.
Okay, now. Boy, she didn't put up any fight at all.
Could you help me in the kitchen, sweetheart?
Yes, yeah, sure. Excuse me, Eleanor, Fred.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Why the dirty look? Pete, did I say something wrong? Honey?
Excitement, the same kind of excitement you feel when the house lights go down in a Broadway theater, is generated by Gunsmoke and City Hospital, two programs heard on CBS radio every week. Like so many of the plays that have made history on Broadway, the dramas you hear on Gunsmoke and City Hospital take you out of your own routine into a world of adventure and conflict. Yet the people and situations they deal with are modeled on life. If you're feeling sorry for yourself because the bright lights of Broadway seem far away, it's time you turned your attention to Gunsmoke and City Hospital, where exciting stories are always waiting for you. Join us on most of these same stations this Saturday when Gunsmoke's next Western adventure and another human interest drama in City Hospital will both be coming your way. You'll find both of these features as satisfying as a Broadway play because Gunsmoke and City Hospital both offer top-flight performers in well-written plays.
We got guests sitting in the living room. One of us ought to be in there.
Well, you go on back in then.
He asked me to come out and help.
Well, I thought the coffee was done.
Look, what is the matter with you? Did I say something wrong?
You know perfectly well.
I don't. I swear I do not.
Then just forget it.
How can I forget it if I don't even know what it was?
Excuse me, please. I want to get the refrigerator.
Oh, sure. Excuse me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Honey, look. You mad because I said 3-0 Trump that time? Look, I had the king and the queen.
I'm not mad at that, no.
Well, then what is it? Honestly, honey, I have no idea what's eating you.
Oh, I think you do. I need cups and saucers. Excuse me, please.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Well, look, if you don't want to tell me, okay, I am no mind reader. And I tell you, you keep flashing me these significant looks, and they're all wasted because, honestly, I don't know what
You know perfectly well, and I think it was a terrible thing to say. I was so humiliated.
What? Honest to Pete? What did I say?
There is one thing I want you to remember, and you'd better get it straight right now.
Okay, all right, let's have it.
You did... What are you looking for?
Looking for the kind of cookies I like.
They're right there. I got them out.
Oh, thanks. Now, all right, one thing you want me to remember.
You did not kiss me the first time you had a date with me.
Oh! is that what you...
Close the door, just close the door, close the door, will you?
Oh, darling, for me. Honey, is that what you're mad at, huh?
You did not kiss me on our first date.
Oh, no, honey.
You didn't.
Look, I
say so in front of Ellen and Fred was, I think, not only bad taste, but very ungentlemanly.
Oh,
really,
darling, what is the matter with you?
I mean it. I was so mad at you.
It was all said and fine.
I don't care. I saw Eleanor exchange a little look with
Why
Fred.
Why should they exchange a little look?
Well, as though Eleanor thought I'd been kind of, well, you know.
No, I don't know. What?
Well, you know, fast.
Fred, you darling, that is it. Anyhow, what difference does it make when I kissed you, honey? We're married now. Boy, all this fuss over nothing.
I don't know why men always have to talk about their so-called accomplishments. And 9 times out of 10, that's all it is anyhow, talk. If a girl refuses to kiss you, you'd rather die than admit to the boys you didn't get anywhere.
Honey, I'm sorry. I really am. I can't see that it matters, but if it upsets you, I'm really very sorry,
no,
honey.
Just,
look, I won't do it again.
Well,
honey, am I forgiven? Please, pretty please.
Well,
shall I shoot myself?
Oh, huh? Stop it. I suppose what made me so mad was that it wasn't true, and I know they believed it was. And it just...
wasn't true?
I did not kiss you the first time I went out with you.
Oh, now, come on, sugar pie. Look, darling, nobody can hear us now. It's just us chickens. Now, who are you kidding?
I didn't. It was a rule I had, and I never broke it.
Yeah, well, I guess that was one time you did break it, because...
I did not. I know I didn't. I remember very well the first time you kissed me.
Honey.
And that's another thing. I feel romantic about it, and I don't like having it joked about in front of other people.
Yeah, well, honey, come to think of it, I guess it wasn't very nice of me to joke about our first kiss. I'm sorry, darling.
Well, there's something sort of special about a first kiss. You were so sweet.
Oh, you were pretty sweet yourself. Honey, come here. Come here, now look, now look,
no.
Close your eyes and pretend I'm kissing you for the first time all over again, huh?
Mm.
You know something?
What, darling?
The coffee's boiling over.
Oh, honestly. Oh, well, at least it's ready. Hand me that sponge, will you? Well, it didn't boil over very much.
You want me to pour it in the cup?
Yes, if you will, dear. When you remember things, you know, I can remember so well that evening, standing on the varsity bridge, the snowflakes tumbling down. Oh, it's strange how you remember little things. You had snow on your eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh, got it. That was...
that was wonderful.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, varsity bridge?
Huh?
The first time I kissed you was in my new car. It was in the spring.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the snow on the eyebrow stuff?
Oh, now, look, we had gone out a lot before you bought that jalopy. We'd met many times for lunch or at the drugstore for coffee. We'd gone walking together.
All right. Maybe it wasn't our first date then. But I had just brought you home from a movie, and that was our first kiss.
Honey, look out. You're spilling the coffee. Let me do it.
My first kiss certainly made a big impression on you. May I ask who the whatchamacallit was you were slobbering over on the varsity bridge? With snow on his eyebrows and the flakes tumbling down?
Well, if you're going to be vulgar now and disagreeable...
Who was it?
Oh, can't you see I'm teasing?
Who was it?
Of course I remember our first kiss. Honey, I'm just teasing.
I don't think you're teasing at all. I think you really got mixed up.
Here, put the napkins on the tray.
Look, you kissed somebody on the varsity bridge. Now, who was it?
Come on. Pick up the tray. Let's go in. Come on, pick it up.
After all these years, who did you kiss if it wasn't me?
Oh, if it wasn't me...
Oh, well, all right. I mean, if it weren't me.
Weren't me if it weren't I.
If it weren't I.
It takes the subjunctive. Come on, bring the tray, dear. Come on.
If it weren't I, that certainly doesn't sound
right. Come on, dear. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, Eleanor. The coffee wasn't quite ready. Don't spill it, dear, now.
Oh, that's all right. We were listening to the news.
No,
I certainly would not say to somebody, if it were not I.
Well, you wouldn't say if it was not I, would you, Eleanor?
No, now, don't ask Eleanor. Don't get her started on that stuff. It's the story of our life. You're telling her something exciting, see? You're building it up. You get right to the point, and then she says, oh, no, dear. No, you're splitting an infinity.
Oh, Fred, I do not.
Oh, yes, you do. She's got more rules. A clause introduced by a conjunction cannot be used when a pronoun or a subordinate verb is a something, something, something.
I see nothing wrong in learning to speak properly.
And I still say it doesn't matter how you talk if you've got what it takes in the old upper story. Would it have mattered if Einstein had said, it don't or he ain't?
No,
the
but
word ain't, Fred, is a contraction that is generally acknowledged.
See what I mean?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, doesn't it? Eleanor, here, have that cookie. Fred, here's your coffee.
Just
now.
Because the old man was a college professor. Eleanor always feels she's got to live up to it.
My father was a very brilliant man.
I didn't say he wasn't, sweetheart.
There is certainly nothing wrong in being a professor.
Wrong? Now, I ask. Did I say anything that was wrong? Not did I
and
even
not
suggest...
only that, but he was wonderful around the house.
He always fixed loose doorknobs and put washers on and built shelves and kept doors from sticking.
Eleanor, the reason I have not fixed that door is that I have to take it off the hinges, then lug it two flights down to the basement, plane the door off, trot it back up the stairs. I just have not had the time.
I really think we'd better go.
Oh, well, yeah, Eleanor, you haven't finished your coffee, Eleanor.
Dear. Let me get your coat.
Thanks a lot. We had a lovely evening.
Yes, we did. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Eleanor, wait a minute, will you? I'm going to fix the door.
Boy, poor Fred.
Poor Fred? Poor Eleanor. My goodness, how he flies off the handle. I'm certainly glad you're not that way.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I am that way. Who did you kiss on the Varsity Bridge, if it weren't I?
Oh, honey, lock the doors and turn off the lights now and let's get up to bed.
Yeah, just a minute. I want to talk to you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You like to laugh? Then you'll find CBS Radio's Sunday program lineup tailor-made for you. For one thing, Jack Benny goes off on a shopping expedition, only to be denied credit at a local store. In a fury, Jack loses his head and does the one thing he hates most. He pays cash. And that's just one of the hilarious things that happen on Sunday's episode of our Jack Benny Show. Most of these same stations also bring you Says Who. Says Who is the laugh-packed mystery voice quiz that puts Henry Morgan's sense of humor to work for you every Sunday. Conversation on CBS Radio's Mitch Miller Show is not limited to laughter, but with Mitch Miller sparking things for a host of exciting guests, there's always fun afoot. That's Sunday night on CBS Radio's Mitch Miller Show.
For goodness sakes, dear, go to sleep.
I can't go to sleep. I want to know.
But I told you, I was just teasing.
I'll bet it was that Marvin. Was it, huh?
You know, since you want to get the facts straight, I should like to point out to you that you did not kiss me the day you got your new car. It was the next day.
All right. It doesn't matter which day.
Oh, yes, it does, because you promised me the first ride in your new jalopy. And who do I see in the front seat of that car as I'm walking?
No, you don't. Boy, you women.
I'm walking past Farwell Hall right after biology class. And who do I see on the front seat of your car?
Boy, this is so typical.
Shirley Emerson. Shirley Emerson.
You know, the minute you women get cornered in an argument, you throw up a smoke screen.
Shirley Emerson, of all people.
Inside of 2 minutes, the man is on the defensive.
You know, you
every
promised.
Time.
You promised me the first ride in your car. I was so hurt.
Look at Fred. We're discussing grammar. He had Eleanor cornered when, wham, in 5 seconds, he was apologizing for not fixing the door, which had nothing to do with English grammar.
You know, really, if it had been anybody else but Shirley Emerson, I think I could have...
And you switched the subject of whom you kissed to poor little Shirley Emerson. Now, how the heck do you even remember her name?
Because I was so hurt, I'd never forgotten it. You promised me the first
Look, I didn't ask her. She just got in. What was I supposed to do, stand up and just throw her out of the car?
Yes. What did you see in her?
What does all that matter? It was years ago, and I married you.
Well, what does it matter who I kissed? I married you. good night, dear.
Good night, darling. Good night.
Did you open the window?
Yeah. Did you wind the clock?
Mm-hmm. Shirley Emerson.
Now, look.
Well, dear, I am troubled.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor, Charles Mendick as Fred, and is produced by Walter Hart.